Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. I am your host tonight, John Bosch. No Matt Price in the building tonight. No Matt Price. He is back from Iceland safe and sound. Yay for Matt. But he is actually at work right now. So we're recording during the day to accommodate schedule of some big-time fantasy footballers, we could say. We got Mike Wright and Jason Moore from the Fantasy Footballers. How are you fellas doing?
We are big time. Don't you ever forget it.
Big chests. Yes, big chests.
Yes. Well, we are just living in the life of crazy free agency tampering periods. I got
yes, of course.
On this Twitter feed right now.
I know. I'm watching it nonstop.
Trying to get that Lev Bell news. I need it.
It's definitely coming. It's coming as soon as it's your turn. As soon as you buzz in to like say your name for an answer, you're going to see Lev Bell signs with the New York Jets or wherever else, possibly. No Andy, but today the third, replacing Andy, obviously filling those shoes, is Bobby Koch. Bobby, how are you doing today?
Not sure I'm filling any shoes. Someone once told me the best ability is availability, and because I'm in grad school, I'm here, so glad to be here.
Ooh,
that worked
out.
Ability. Bobby, can you make something in the middle of the day on a work day? Yes. All right, perfect, you're in. So, all right, before we get into the games, a little bit of business. I do want to mention that we are part of the DLF family of podcasts. Thank you very much for having us, DLF. Subscribe to that family feed, and you'll get all your Dynasty podcast content. Shirts, we have just a few left. Let us know if you want one. They're $10, real easy. Also, I need to start mentioning, as we are approaching, the Eliminators, of which all three contestants tonight headed up in an Eliminator last year. Thank you very much for doing that. Keep an eye out for those. They will be coming in the coming months. A few months away, but I want to start getting a little interest about those right now. Tonight, we will have three games if we need to. I do have two ready to go. We have ADPBS, and we have the name game. I'm going to look to Jason and let you pick which one do you want to play first.
Let's do the ADP thing.
All right, so ADP bullshit. For those that are new to the show, I'm going to ask a question, and they will get to bid their how many they can get correct out of this. So the first category is there were 8 running backs that have been in the top 12 ADP, this is DLF ADP, from March of last year until today when the March ADP was released. Only 8 have been in the top 12 of running back position every single month. We'll start with Bobby, then go to Jason, then go to Mike on this one. Bobby, how many of those 8 can you name?
I say I can name 5.
Bobby can name 5. Again, if somebody gets called out, gets the answer right, they get 2 points. If you call somebody out and they don't complete the task, you get 1 point. Jason, do you want to raise the bid or call Bobby out? 6. All right, Mike, coming to you. You want to go for 7 out of 8 or 8 out of 8? Or do you want to call out Jason? All right, Bobby, you're going to go for the full run or are you going to let Mike have the glory?
I'm going to have to call BS.
All right, Mike, you got to get 7 right without getting one wrong. 8 running backs that have stayed there for a year.
Ooh, okay. Let's go with Todd Gurley.
That's 1.
Saquon.
That's 2.
Christian McCaffrey.
That's 3.
Kamara.
That's 4.
Zeke.
That's 5.
Melvin Gordon.
That's where it gets, That's six. Now you're a little dicey. Those six were pretty consistently near the top when I was looking back.
All right, I think he's still there. David Johnson.
Yes, there were a couple of months where he was sliding towards the very end, but he's there. So that's seven. You completed it. You wanna close out the category, see if you can get the final one?
Yeah, I'm gonna guess it's Mixon.
It's not Mixon. He was not there in September, actually. You got your 2 points. So Mike with 2 points. The final running back that has actually stayed there, he's the subject. Who is it?
Dalvin?
All right. Nope, not Dalvin.
There you go.
Lev Bell.
Yeah, of course.
Coming in just barely under the wire several months. I bet he rises in the next couple of hours, we're gonna guess.
Do we have a Le'Veon Bell news update?
Not that I've seen yet. Not in the last 3 minutes.
About every 5 minutes.
We made it through an entire question without Le'Veon Bell breaking going yet. So Mike's up 2-0. Mike, you're gonna be the first bidder on this next one. We're gonna swing over to wide receivers. We're gonna do wide receiver, running back, quarterback. If there's a tie, we'll do tight ends as well to settle that tie. So there were 10 wide receivers that have been in the ADP. Not as much changed out of the wide receiver as there was with the running backs. 10 that have been there from last March to this March. And we'll go Mike, Bobby, Jason in this order. Mike, how many of those 10 do you think you can name?
See, the problem is you guys don't watch enough Price is Right, so I'm going to start off with one. I can name one.
All right, Bobby, do you think you can go above one?
I can name two.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. All right. Jason, let's get this going a little faster here. All right.
I'm going to triple it. I'm going
to up to six. Six. Mike, back to you.
How many total? It was 10?
It's 10. It's pretty consistent.
All right. I can do seven. I can do seven of those.
Seven for Mike. Bobby, back to you. Can you go 8, 9, or 10 out of 10, or you want to call Mike out?
I'll take my chances on 8.
8 for Bobby. Jason.
Uh-oh. 8 out of 10. That's really that's the line where it's tough. I'm going to call BS.
All right. Let's see what you can do, Bobby.
All right. Odell.
That's 1.
Hopkins.
2.
Michael Thomas.
3.
Davante Adams.
4.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
No. Oh. Juju missed a month. He was definitely one of the landmines. Juju and Amari are the landmines that were in this one. And you fell right on it. So Jason gets a point. You guys want to take some swings at who else has been there?
I'll say Tyreek.
Tyreek has been there, yes.
Did we say Julio?
Let me listen to exactly who he said. Did he say Mike Evans?
Julio and Evans have both been there.
Keenan's
been there.
Diggs? Is Diggs in the top?
Diggs has been there. Several times he's been number 12, I think. But
did we say Antonio Brown?
We did not say Antonio Brown, but he's also still there, sliding down a little bit, but he is there still.
It's disappointing. I just wrote my list in the wrong order.
I think we nailed everybody, though. So that was those were the 10 that stayed put. So we've got a quick score update. Mike with 2 points, Jason with 1 point, and we're moving on to what could be the final category, quarterback. 7.
I thought it was Lev Bell.
Oh, wait.
Final category.
Oh, wait, sorry. Nope, still no Lev Bell yet. So, all right, quarterbacks. 7 quarterbacks have been in the top 12 from March to March. Let's see. Mike's in the lead, so we still got to start with him. Mike, we'll go Mike, Jason, Bobby in this case.
We said
Mike, how many of those 7 can you add? Can you get
4?
Mike's at 4. Jason, you want to up that or call him out?
I'm gonna go 5.
All right, 5 for Jason. Bobby,
we have 7 total.
Yep, you gotta go for it if you want to get in the game, or you're out.
Yeah, I'll just be out. I'll call.
Quitter's gonna quit.
Bailing.
It's a bold strategy, Kyle. All right, how many do I have to name?
So you got
to
get 5 out of 7. If you do so, you win this first game. If you do not, then Mike wins this first game.
All right, from from March, and this is in the top 12?
Top 12 DLF ADP from March to March. They have not missed a month. That's one.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's one.
Pat Mahomes.
That's two.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Deshaun Watson.
That's three. Mahomes was close on a couple of months early on.
That was scary. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have gone right with Mahomes because I don't remember with last March.
That was gutsy.
All right, I'm at three. Russell Wilson.
He's on there, yes.
How many more do I need?
You're at four, so you got to get one more right to win the game.
Oh, man, that's tough because there's guys like Luck who had it last year. I'm going to go, this is Dynasty, right?
Yes.
Dynasty, so I'm going to go Wentz. I think people stick around with Wentz.
Wentz is nice and safe and on there, as would Luck. Luck would have made it too. Cam was the other quarterback that would have made it for you as well. So those are the quarterbacks that have stayed up there.
Nice.
Some of the close ones that have come in and out, any guesses on guys that haven't been there, but guys that didn't make the list consistently but may have been in and out?
Goff.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I'd say Dak.
Goff. Dak actually was not much. I mean, he has been a couple of times, but surprisingly, he was always right around that like 13 range, it looked like.
All right,
Goff was for sure in and out.
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins right around like Dak, same kind of general area.
Would it be, and what's how's Jameis doing lately?
Jameis rebounded big time. He is back up in there, but he took a huge plunge during the Ryan Fitzpatrick era.
Right.
It was a good era.
Okay, so where's Le'Veon? Yeah, do we have a Le'Veon Bell update?
I still think no Le'Veon signing.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I'm sure he'll be the first to announce it, right?
I don't know. He's telling other people to announce it on his Twitter. He's saying, yeah, go ahead, spill the beans. Like, it's a done deal, but nobody's talking.
There's only been like a million tweets in the last 30 minutes about Le'Veon, but nothing official yet.
He's soaking it up, man.
He probably is. He should be auctioning off the rights to break the story. That would be really fun.
Ooh, like the decision of the LeBron James.
Yes. Yes. Before
you guys are safe. He's just waiting until I'm in class later. Don't worry. I'm in class for like 4 hours later, so he's waiting until that window.
Just to ruin your school experience. All right, before we move to name game, let's just breeze through. We won't do bidding, but let's do tight ends just for fun. There's six tight ends that stayed in the top 12 over this time frame. Just name out names, and I'll tell you yes or no.
Ertz, Kelsey, Kittle.
Ertz and Kelsey, yes. Kittle, no. Kittle, surprisingly.
Oh, I know, but I thought top 12. Not last. Yeah. Njoku Howard.
Yeah, Njoku Howard.
Njoku Howard, yes.
Ingram.
Two more. Ingram and one more.
Oh, man.
Despite,
I don't know how low Hunter Henry would have dropped.
That's the one. Despite Stephen A. Smith's continued praise of his play, he managed to stay in the top 12 the entire time. And already in the top 12, Fant and Hockenson. Love seeing that. Some rookies just debuting in the top 12 of ADP for Dynasty. We all know how well tight ends produce in a rookie year. It's fantastic. Yep. All right, we will move on to the name game after Jason takes down the title of the ADP bullshit. Nice job.
Nice, me.
So name game, I have a theme for tonight's. And let's face it, when we think the fantasy footballers, you have to also think the spitballers. There is one pretty common theme that you guys like to discuss. Perhaps more than football. What's one thing you guys like to talk about more than football? Maybe.
I'm going to guess it's things in the bathroom for 800.
Oh, no. Oh, that would have been fantastic, but I don't think there's enough categories there. I got food, so we're going to have a things in the bathroom would have been amazing.
Bathroom humor would have been the top.
I'm now thinking, how in the world can I make a name game out of just things in the bathroom?
Poop Johnson would fit in perfectly.
Shampoo Poop Johnson. Perfect. All right. So it's names. So what I'll do here is I will read a clue. The before and after clue, if you've watched Wheel of Fortune, will basically go in that order. So if I name the NFL player first, their name will appear first. If I describe the food first, the name of the food will appear first as these names blend together to perform a before and after. So everybody get ready for the intense Dynasty content right here. This is it.
Wow.
Your name is your buzzer. If you get it on the first clue, you get 2 points. If I give you a second clue, which will be the NFL team, that's only worth 1 point. So name is your buzzer. Buzz in when you are ready. The first clue is NFC East wide receiver and better M&M sized candy. Oh,
NFC East and candy. And M&M.
Better M&M sized candy. Better M&M sized candy.
Oh, so okay. Oh, it's got wait.
Name is your buzzer.
You better, said NFC East.
Better sized M&M.
Better M&M sized. Yeah, that maybe
we're all struggling because M&Ms are the best.
Maybe the better is a little biased by me, but it's a candy that is shaped the same as M&M.
You said NFC East?
NFC East.
Oh, I mean, all I can think of is Skittles. You know, but that's going to be NFC West tight ends. Let's see here.
And again, it'll be the NFL player's name first, and it'll blend directly into the answer of the candy.
I'm ready for the second clue. I am not. I can't even think of another M&M-sized candy other than Skittles.
You're gonna kick yourself when you think of it. Thought this was right up your alley.
I'm so ashamed of myself. I can think of the candy, but I can't think of the...
All right. We ready for the second clue, everybody?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles. So, Eagles wide receiver and M&M-sized candy.
Bobby.
Go for it, Bobby.
Alshon Jeff Reese's Pieces?
That's it. Alshon Jeff Reese's Pieces.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm there now.
All right. I'll give you that's better than M&M's now.
Yes.
I forgot about Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces are way better than M&M's, and I did get there. But Alshon Jeff Reese's Pieces is terrible.
No, that's how...
John, I'd like
You've
to
got
point
one
out,
sound
I've been on
common.
This game 3 times, and I finally got one in the name game.
You got a name game clue. Everybody pause your recording.
We pulled the rope-a-dope, because Wheel of Fortune, it's not one word turning into another. It's a phrase.
Okay, it's a syllable sometimes, but...
All right, now we know what to expect.
Now everybody's on board.
Advantage. Utter nonsense.
All right,
if there's another NFC East wide receiver, I already know what the answer is.
That was awfully kind of everybody to give Bobby a nice point there. He's got a real point. Imaginary point, Bobby. Hey. All right, we're going to move over to the AFC West. AFC West tight end and crispity crunchity candy bar.
Wait, AFC West what?
AFC West tight end and crispity crunchity candy bar.
Did you say AFC?
AFC West.
And the player name comes first, or the...
In this case, yes. AFC West tight end and crispity crunchity candy bar. It's almost hard for me to not read the rest of that say.
It's a bad week to be on a diet.
this shows... I'm glad we're recording before I eat lunch, because I will be going to eat immediately after this. Anybody ready for the team name?
Oh, I got it. Mike.
Go for it, Mike.
Jake Butterfinger.
Jake Butterfinger it is. Mike on the board with 2 points. It's really hard to stop yourself at crispity crunchity and not continue to say the rest of that.
We got there.
All right, we've got one more candy bar answer here. So, nougat and caramel covered in chocolate and AFC North wide receiver.
Caramel and nougat?
Caramel and nougat covered in chocolate for the candy bar. And AFC North wide receiver.
I don't even know what candy bar it is.
I think I have the candy
That's
bar.
That's going to be a problem for me. AFC North wide receiver. We should move forward to the second clue and devalue this question.
FYI, still no Lev Bell news. No official Lev Bell news.
Do you have any more candy clues? I don't know.
I think this is it for the candy.
No, I'm saying give me a
the clue
candy bar. This is.
I do have a hint for the candy bar. If you guys would prefer the candy bar hint.
Well, I'm sure Jason knows what it is, but
Bobby, you on board for the candy bar clue?
Sure, although I think I have the candy bar.
It's out of this world.
Yep, I knew it.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and give the NFL team, too, since I gave that. We'll still keep it at one point. So the NFL team is the Bengals.
Milky Way, Bobby Milky Way J. Green.
Bobby Milky Way. Yes, you got the answer right, not in the right order, because you're so excited to get another point, Bobby. Like, he couldn't even, restrain it. Milky Way J. Green, yes. Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby coming through.
I want to completely besmirch the actual answer, except it was, yes, someone got it.
Yeah, he got
incredible.
It.
Incredible work,
well,
Bobby.
To be fair, I grew up with a candy jar in my house, so candy's pretty much always on the way.
Well, that's good, because candy, we are done with candy now, so we will move on to some different types of food now. Quick update, Bobby and Mike both have two. Jason is now just wondering about candy and distracted from the game. All right, AFC West tight end and Seinfeld favorite food. Uh-oh. Do you have a Seinfeld gap?
Jason does.
Yeah, Mike is a huge
I know, like...
I think I know the food.
Oh, if you watch the show, you'll know that this food makes sense.
There's just a few that it could be.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you said AFC West tight end?
AFC West tight end and favorite Seinfeld food. Team?
Sure.
The Chiefs.
I don't know. I can't think of the food.
This is why. Go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
It's going to be a really weird one. What's that guy?
Demetrius Harris.
I lost it. Demetrius Harris soup?
No. Incorrect. Incorrect. This is why this game gets more reaction than anything else. Because everybody that's listening right now that knows this answer is furious.
Yeah, I mean,
Sam's going to disown me. He loves Seinfeld with a passion.
I would say favorite Seinfeld breakfast food, but it's not just a breakfast food. Clearly defined in the Seinfeld.
Yeah, my Seinfeld knowledge is not strong enough for this question.
All right, we'll move on from this one. So the answer was Travis Kelce cereal.
Oh, goodness.
Cereal is prominently featured in that show all the time.
All I could think of were, well, the first thing was corn nuts, because what's the deal with the corn nuts? then the big salad, and then...
Oh, the big salad would have been a good one. That would have been a Dennis.
No top, or just the muffin top. So you had me stumped. If you had told me breakfast food that is in a bowl with milk and the number one tight end in fantasy, I'm not sure I could have gotten to Travis Kelce cereal.
All right, I do like getting a stumper for everybody. So this one I think we're gonna get. I think we're gonna get there on this one. AFC South running back and Kraft's pasta side dish.
Oh, Marlon mac and cheese.
Bobby.
All right, he got the answer. Jason was all right. Did not buzz him, but he totally came. I knew the mac and cheese was going to come out there. All right, Marlon mac and cheese. Is that a little bit easier of a level? Should I stick to there?
Yeah, there you go. That's
when the whole name.
Yeah, I mean, that one actually, that puzzle makes sense.
All right, well, so now it's all tied up. Everybody's at two right now. 2-2. We now have an AFC South wide receiver and a steak cut with a letter-shaped bone.
Bobby?
Go for it, Bobby.
T.Y. Hilton bone?
No, that's not right.
That was awesome, though.
I don't know what a ton bone is, but you know.
I was going for the T-bone, and then it just got kind of confused in my head. You know, it happens.
So at AFC,
yeah.
South,
read the clue again. Yeah, go.
The team is the Houston Texans.
But what is the food?
Steak cut with letter-shaped bone. Nope, they can't have. You can't buzz in again yet, damn Bobby. you ruined your chance.
Oh God, this is gonna haunt me.
Jason,
go for it, Jason.
Kiki Q-T-Bone.
That's it, Kiki Q-T-Bone. A ton bone. I don't know what a ton bone is. Jeez, Kiki Q-T-Bone. All right, next one. AFC East running back and cream-filled sandwich cookie.
Oh, Bobby.
Go for it, Bobby.
Actually, I retract my Bobby.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
I don't know the dessert, so I can't.
Cream-filled sandwich cookie.
Yeah. And what'd you say? It's AFC East.
AFC East running back.
Bobby, I'm going to go for it.
Oh, okay. We're going back for Bobby. All right.
Sure.
Frank Gorios.
What was that?
Frank Gorios.
Frank Gorios it is. Bobby takes a commanding lead over Jason by 1 point and Mike by 2 points.
Okay, that's fine. I guess he did stay in division. Frank Gore is still in the AFC East.
He is. He, no matter where he goes, he's either, you know, still technically a Dolphin or he's now a Bill. You know, either way, it worked out. It was very, very lucky for the clue there.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll never trust Frank Gore on the tampering period.
All right, final clue. This is easily the toughest one.
Oh, great.
NFC North wide receiver and a pasta that's wider than spaghetti but thinner than fettuccine. Do you know your pastas?
Fusilli Jerry.
Still stuck on that Seinfeld.
And you said NFC North wide receiver?
NFC North wide receiver and a pasta that's wider than spaghetti but thinner than fettuccine. I am so hungry right now. Still no Lev Bell.
Oh, I think I got it. Mike.
Go for it, Mike.
Anthony Miller. Nope. Nope. That didn't work.
Nope. Nope, it didn't. Anybody want the team name?
I think I want the pasta clue.
I don't have a clue for the pasta.
Oh, great. then sure, I'll take the team name.
The team Green Bay Packers.
I know it now.
Spaghetti.
I know it now, by the way. Thicker than spaghetti. And thinner than what?
Thinner than fettuccine.
Mike wants to buzz in.
So a noodled pasta that's wider than spaghetti, thinner than fettuccine. Should we let Mike go, guys, for a point? It gives Bobby the game. I'm sure Bobby's on board with it.
How dare you? No, you guys keep thinking. See if you can figure it out.
Man, my pasta skills are not what should be letting me down. I love pasta.
I maybe have the pasta. I'm trying to remember the name of the wide receiver to go with it now.
I think we're going to have to count it as a stumper and let Mike go for a point.
All right, Jason.
Jason, go for it.
Marquez Valdez Scantilinguini.
Jason!
That's what I was trying
coming
to
through at the end. Of course, tying it up. Marquez Valdez Scantilinguini.
That's because right. I got stuck on Miller because it was like, oh, the L. And then I forgot that his name ends with an R.
That was, I can't believe, for all the difficulty that game was giving you, you definitely pulled out the toughest clue there at the end.
You know, magic.
That is for sure. Very nice.
That whole time with the player name, I was trying to go, who's that guy I traded for a second? Why won't his name come to me? I'm sorry, Dynasty Outhouse Russ. I failed you.
Marquez Valdez Scantling. All right.
Scantlinguini.
I think I missed. I failed to read a clue, so luckily we do still have one left. Thank goodness, because we are now tied at 4-4. So, Mike, you're going to be out on this one. This one's going to be Bobby and Jason.
Fair enough.
And if Jason wins this game, he wins the show. He wins both games.
Yes. For the
and that's it. And that's it.
For the
Bobby, board. you have to force the overtime game. Mike is unfortunately on the sidelines, just observing now. So the final clue that we have is nice, perfect. AFC East running back and slimy edible aphrodisiac.
What?
AFC East running back, and I can even give you the team. It doesn't matter. AFC the Bills. Bills running back and slimy edible aphrodisiac.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, we'll get there.
Bills running back and slimy edible aphrodisiac.
Oh, okay. All right, Jason.
Go for it, Jason, for the night.
LeSean McCoyster.
LeSean McCoyster is it.
Ooh.
Jason with the come from behind win takes the night.
Oh, the clean sweep. So brilliant.
LeSean McCoyster. Now you know why people love.
I can't say that I'm proud of winning.
It's easily the most frustrating game, but people love it. People love the name game.
That QT bone is going to haunt me.
The Hilt Ton bone? Yeah. You're going to go choke on a ton bone tonight at dinner time? Oh, gross. All right, hey, I guess let's get out of here and let's go around and give everybody your information. I'm sure everybody knows where all three of you can be found, but just in case, let's go ahead and spread that love. Bobby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Wrecked Fantasy. I'm pretty sure when I pod with John, I'm obligated to say I am not a Twitter tough guy. And you can find my work at DLF Football.
Jason, the champion. Congratulations on the win. Where can people go to worship the Dynasty Game Night champion?
Means so much to me. They can go to our website, Fantasy Footballers. They can find me on Twitter at JasonFFL.
Screaming into the Twitter sphere endlessly.
Yes.
At least on the Abbey form. Ben, Mike, I appreciate you joining. No consolation prize. We don't have the prices right. You're going home with something at least, but appreciate you coming. Where can people go to find you?
You find me on the Twitter and the IG at FF Hitman.
As for the show, you can find us at DGN Pod. I am at John Bosch FF. Matt is at Matt Price FF. He will be back because he has to host because I don't want to next time. So he will be back next time. As always, rate, review, share, subscribe, buy shirts, everything. Thank you all for listening. Until next time. See ya.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night. The other dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty game night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With a dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Night. Chris and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.